Hi to all of you. You are listening Auroville News from Auroville for Auroville. Today is Monday, 18th of January, and here in Auroville, hazy sunshine this morning on 90 degrees Celsius, and we can expect mostly sunny and nice and clear over the night with temperatures from low of 21 to high of 30 with heat index of 32 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour, and moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 68%. The season is here and events are piling up, but this weekend, when it's also on top of that, on 23rd, a full moon, it will be jam-packed, so you choose wisely. On 22nd January, which is Friday, at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, our council invites us to a general meeting on a new draft FMC mandate. And next day, on 23rd, between 3 to 6 p.m, Resident Assembly Service and Action Governance Group invites us to our next active Resident Assembly meeting. Friday at 3:30 p.m, Future School will present different programs for all those finishing their 10th or 12th grade and do not fail or want to enter a more academic-oriented line of education. A wide variety of apprenticeship and internship programs will be introduced from January 2016 onwards, and those programs will be presented at Future School on Friday. There are a couple of workshops on top of many other workshops, but these two we would like to expose. Today at Buddha Garden Community until Thursday, they will delve in from the soil to the plate, a practical 4-day course about growing and cooking healthy food. Auroville Bamboo Center will be hosting from today until Saturday, experimental bamboo geodesic dome workshop. On Thursday, 21st, for sunset at 5:30 p.m, Indian classic and recital Kisram Boxtel on Bansuri and Sundarya Serafina on Veena in the hall at Savitri Bhavan. On Thursday, 21st at 4 p.m. at Pichandi Kulam, we will hear an introduction to the Global Eco Village Network and screening of GEN, the Global Eco Village Network and Fit Horn by Serena Aurora. The same day at Teacher Center in Sire, between 4 to 5:30 p.m, we will hear the next conversation on integral education with the title A Fresh Look at Exhibition, Presentation, Portfolios and the Open Houses. And here's the Saturday line of events. First, sunset full moonrise at 5:45 at Mahalakshmi Park, which would be musical offering, and the community and friends are invited to share in an opening consecration of a beautiful stone amphitheater space in the Mahalakshmi Park. Later on at 8 p.m. at Bharat Niwas Pavilion of India, we're invited to a Lilith fashion show, which would be the final year graduating students, all singing, all dancing, multimedia fashion extravaganza. Tickets will be available outside the solar kitchen every day from today onward until Friday between 12 to 1:30 p.m. After 3 years hard work and training in Auroville's very own Lilith Fashion School, Lilith's two graduating students will present their exquisite final fashion creations draped over the beautiful bodies of Auroville's finest women alongside a pose of hot guest dancers and some of Auroville's finest performers. Inspired by the architecture of imaginative Antonio Gaudí and the Taj Mahal, the garments on display will dazzle, amaze, and inspire even the most jaded stalwart. Open your heart, open your mind, and enjoy. For more info or to book a ticket, don't hesitate to call Jesse on 948-6623-749. Then, on Saturday, 4:30 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, Urchi Biotexture presentation by Shanti. At 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in collaboration with Tapas, Kalakhoch presents an art exhibition by Natalie Reikikot, a visiting professional guest artist from Quebec in Canada. And an inside seminar, of course still on 23rd Saturday, ground floor, the Inside India building, Aurashilpam, one-day seminar on Shakti, the female creative energy, active executive force of the divine in the great divine mother. In the integral yoga, she is experienced as the evolutionary force that accompanies the growth of the new consciousness. At 8:45, at 12, at 2 p.m., at 5 p.m., presented by Ella. And on top of everything, Asa Anandi decided that she would invite people from South and Middle America, of course on Saturday 23rd at 4 p.m. to meet at La Terrace to organize inauguration of their site in the International Zone on the 29th of February 2016. So everybody from that part of the world, either be Haiti, Ecuador, Peru, Mexico, Uruguay, Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Martinica, Guyana, Cuba, Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, more and more, are welcome. On Sunday 24th at 3 p.m. you can join the Heritage Festival journey to Murugan Temple in Milan, because you would be celebrating this year Thai Pusam, a festival peculiar to the Tamil community with its very traditionally rich and peculiar rituals dedicated to Lord Murugan. A bus will be arranged to visit ancient and famous Murugan Temple at Milan. You need to register with Kalai at orville.org in, and the bus fare is 105 rupees per head. January 25th at Unity Pavilion, talk Meals to Heals by Dr. Nandita Shah. And this will be followed by a delicious healthy buffet dinner at 7 p.m. of price 450 rupees or 350 rupees for all residents. This year, 14 February marathon run is happening, and they have getting ready with the plan of marathon market on 13th of February, which would be the best place to be visible and show your work. They are enlarging marathon market into an event which will have music, food, art, education, craft and exhibition. So they're inviting us to join them on 13 and 14, half day on February. The Oroville Aikido students are happy to already announce their annual Aikido workshop that will take place at the Oroville Budokan Dojo, Dea Shakti, from February 10th to March 2nd. And of course, the first Capoeira festival in Oroville and in South India is gonna to happen between 11 to 14 of February. And they're asking us to help them celebrate oneness and unity in a unique Capoeira festival, where will be only not only Capoeira, but also Hodas, music, craft, dance, shows, friendship, fun, and more to discover. You can donate on financial account number 251616. Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. we will see a second part of interview with Noel Parent on his life and work in Oroville. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents An Insight of Eternity by Vivian Jose, Rest Anew, Art of Light. Otherwise at 8 p.m. they will screen an Indian crime romance, Unfreedom, made in India, USA in 2014 by director Araj Amit Kumar. Tomorrow we will see The Judgment, drama from Belgium, made in 2013 by director Jan Verheyen. And on Wednesday we can see interesting documentary, Call of Life, made in USA in 2010 by director Monte Thompson. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, "Great spiritual warriors look deep into the psychic chasm and, confronting their worst fears, find renewed awareness and ultimate peace." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.